Taylor Wallace hanging out in Studio 1A. I'm joined by Austin's Shy Beast. Their EP, Leave Me, Let Me, is out on Saturday, November 24th, and they are having a release show that same night. They'll be joined by Duncan Fellows, Go Fever, Smile, and Magic Rockers of Texas. Y'all, thank you so much for being here this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks.
What are we going to hear first?
Flowers Grow.
She always took her time, made a game of watching opportunities fly by. Stubborn as an ox, no gentle persuasion ever swayed her from a rock.
Here in Studio 1A with Austin's Shy Beast. That's Flowers Grow from the new EP, Leave Me, Let Me. They're celebrating the release of that EP this Saturday at Spider House, joined by Duncan Fellows, Go Fever, Smile, and Magic Rockers of Texas. An absolutely enchanting lineup. Joined here today by Marie Claire Glazer, David Tenzar, Andrew Bennett, Drew Silverman, and Jay Sazak. Guys, thanks again for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
It's great.
So we were sitting here in Studio 1A just over a year ago talking about the release of your debut EP, the debut EP as Shybeast. Y'all used to be MC, then y'all kind of took a big pivot into Shybeast. And in the last year, you now have your second EP releasing. You now are Black Fret nominees, which is incredibly so well-deserved. First, how does that feel?
It feels like forgetting that you also get a stocking at Christmas. You're like excited about the presents, and then you walk out and you're like, oh yeah, extra presents. No, it's actually a huge honor. I only laugh about things, but no, this is a very exciting, I don't know.
Yeah, it's great. It's sort of heightened us, or it made us feel like we're on a new level just in general, and we haven't even gotten to the big party in December yet, so it's fun.
Well, I feel like we took a leap of faith, kind of changing things up and not quite sure what people would, how they would respond, but there's just been a lot of amazing support.
It seems like you guys have just been getting a lot of really positive feedback, but I think a lot of that has to do with the hard work y'all have been putting into it in the last year. It seems like y'all have really, really dug your talons in. You know, you got the first EP, it's great, and then how can we go from there? And I feel like the first EP was really great. The synth pop, dream pop really translates well. And then with this one, it feels tighter, kind of like a DVD menu when the cube is almost hitting the corner, like it's really close. And that was kind of the first EP. And then this one, you really hit it. I mean, the next song we're going to hear is easily a wonderful hit single. And all of them, I feel the music is still terrific, but elevated.
Thank you. I love the analogy.
That's really great.
Well, can y'all talk a little more about what's been going on behind the scenes in the last year to lead up to this big, I mean, tightness in music and also, I mean, the Black Fret nomination?
I think sonically, what's really helped us out is working with Danny Reich. It has been a huge, in the studio with him, with both EPs in a row, it's really helped us kind of hone in on like certain textures that are becoming more synonymous with our sound. That's one thing that's
really helpful. Spent more time in general. Like we put extra effort into this one more so than we did the last one. The last one was like, all right, we're changing. Let's jump into it. Let's see where that goes. And this one has been a little bit more of a labor of love.
And I think I've just developed more of a sense of ease on stage. And I feel like I'm having a lot more fun with this new branding and this new role. And everyone's really supportive.
So where do you see y'all? What's the next step?
Record more music and play more shows, maybe have more money to do things. No, it's I just tour. I think just the normal usual things that bands want to do.
Yeah, we're so focused right now on releasing this. I think once it's out there and that's settled, we can approach where we go next.
I think we all have dreams that we can all share with each other and talk about.
We're just always working on new material. Mary Claire is always bringing new ideas, like pretty complete songs into practice on a regular basis. And so even last night, we got about 75% through a brand new song that'll very much fit into this sound, which is really exciting.
That's fantastic. And I think it goes without saying that no matter what y'all release next, we'll see you back here in Studio 1A.
Oh, yeah.
And on that note, can we hear another song?
You sure can.
Missing part, maybe it needs that room to breathe. Leave me be and let me bleed. Leave me be and let me bleed. Let me bleed. Maybe that hole in my heart doesn't need to find its missing part. Maybe it needs that room to breathe. Leave me be and let me bleed. Leave me be and let me bleed. Leave me be and let me bleed. Be and let me bleed, let me bleed. Please just give me some time and spin the line. I've got some grieving to do, please just let me. Thank you. my chest. Doesn't need to look its very best. Maybe it needs that room to stretch. Leave me be and let me rest. Leave me be and let me rest. Leave me be and let me rest. Leave me be, let me rest. Let me rest. Well, please just give me some time. It's been a long night. I got some living to do. Please just let me
That's Leave Me Be, the new single from Austin's Shy Beast. The new EP, Leave Me, Let Me, is out on Saturday. They're celebrating the release of that at Spider House. They'll be joined by Duncan Fellows, Go Fever, Smile, and Magic Rockers of Texas. An incredible lineup of Austin music. And if you can't make that show, they're also playing November 30th at Cheer Up Charlie's with Sour Notes and Moving Panoramas. You can check out the two songs you've heard, the interview and a bonus third song at KUTX.org. Today's Studio 1A was mixed by Cliff Hargrove. Deidre God is our awesome Studio 1A producer. My name is Taylor Wallace, and you're listening to KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.